An Eatonville Saga. Season 1, 1987, Eatonville's Centennial Year. Episode 6, The Establishment of the Hungerford School. Here's our storyteller, N.Y. Nethery, Executive Director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc.
Episode 6, The Establishment of the Hungerford Normal and Industrial School. Just 2 years after the town of Eatonville was incorporated, the Hungerford Normal and Industrial School was established by Russell and Mary Calhoun, the school's first and second principals. The Hungerford School was patterned after Booker T. Washington's Tuskegee Institute, located in Tuskegee, Alabama. The original campus was built on 36 acres of land. The school was designed to teach students the work ethic, sound moral and human values, and the proper social graces. All students were required to live on campus for at least one term. They had to help with chores, as Hungerford was equipped with barns, workshops, animal pens, and gardens, all designed to allow the school to become self-sustaining. As a little girl, I grew up hearing about life at Hungerford, a private boarding school where students helped to raise their food, and where Captain Hall, the principal, ruled with an iron hand. The Hungerford School had been named in honor of Robert Hungerford, a relative of local white Maitland philanthropists who donated money for the school. As indicated earlier, the school was patterned after Booker T. Washington's Tuskegee Institute. In fact, Washington had dispatched from Tuskegee Russell Calhoun, his wife Mary, and some other teachers to establish the school in Eatonville. Hungerford graduates possessed the practical skills to earn a living, carpentry, animal husbandry, domestic arts, etc., and the social graces to comfortably handle group settings. Now, Hungerford represented a way of life. The school was a shared community experience, and its society helped to bind even closer an already tight-knit community. For example, some of our dearest family friends come from the Hungerford School. Captain Hall and his wife, Mother Hall, were friends of my granddad and grandmother. Their daughters, Minnie Hall Fields and Vivian Hall Boston, were classmates and friends of my mother, Ella Augusta Johnson Dinkins, and my aunts. And my best childhood friend, Mary Cecilia Boston McClendon, is the daughter of Vivian Hall Boston. Three generations of relationships. This same pattern repeats itself whether the families involved are the Franklins, the Joneses, the Millers, the Mosleys, the Reeds, or the Smiths. Hungerford School was more, however, than a training ground for life. The school represented Eatonville's collective wisdom on priorities and how to provide for future generations. The people of Eatonville knew that the Hungerford School was very important. Many of the town's adults had not had formal training, but as a community, it was their intention that the town's children always get a good education. That is why, even after the institution's founding, families continued to donate land to the school. This commitment to learning distinguishes the Eatonville community. And this is important at a time in this country's history when children worked and only went to school when the family didn't need their labor, no matter what race, when book learning was a luxury reserved only for those who could afford it. In Eatonville, the community guaranteed its children an inheritance of education. End of episode 6.
You've been listening to An Eatonville Saga. Executive Producer, the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. Podcast Concept and Storyteller, N.Y. Nethery, Eatonville Native, and the Executive Director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. PEC. Produced and directed by Ken Moore. 2021 copyright by the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. If you would like to support our podcast by giving, you can give to PEC at www.give2pec.org. That's www.give2pec.org.